This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We're here today to let the community know that we, on behalf of 830 medical residents throughout Western New York, have been at the bargaining table now for 14 months trying to gain average respectable wages and benefits for those frontline healthcare workers that are providing hard healthcare services to all of our members of the community. We just left a bargaining session with the shell company. Again, we're bargaining at a table with a shell company. There were no representatives there from any of the hospitals. There were no representatives there from University of Buffalo. I guess the only thing we can tell you about the progress of negotiations is it has been ultimately slow. It has been terribly slow pace in bargaining. For some reason, University of Buffalo, Satish Tripathi, the president of UB, has failed to come to the bargaining table or send a representative to the bargaining table for the University of Buffalo a residency program. The program itself is not being shed in the light that it deserves for the hard working residents that make up this program. And it would make sense for UB to be more attentive to the bargaining table and the issues that are being brought there by the bargaining reps. We ask the community to reach out to their local politicians, reach out to UB, reach out to their hospitals, and ask, why are these residents not being paid a fair wage and being provided a fair benefit so they can afford the medical services that they provide on a day-to-day basis? And so we want you to understand some of the hardships that the residents are incurring, and they can speak directly to that.
We work 80 hours a week, happily, most of the time. We are here because we love what we do. We love taking care of our patients, and we love taking care of the Buffalo community. And it's something that we are all passionate about. We wouldn't be here otherwise. But in doing so, we make less than minimum wage. Most of us have to make a decision between rent payment, car payment, or groceries on a monthly basis. We're not asking for a lot. We're asking to be able to live. We can't get healthcare. The majority of respondents about health concerns say they have actively denied seeking healthcare and health opportunities because we don't have the money or the time to do so. I have a colleague who has cancer, and she can't afford the time or the finances to actually get her cancer treated as a physician in training that is kind of being exploited by the system. And so we're just asking for a little bit of care back from the community. We give our time, we give our energy, we give our hearts and souls to you. We're asking for a little bit in return. If you can help, write letters, make your voices heard, speak out for us. The more voices advocating on our behalf, the better we can do. We need it, our families need it, and ultimately you, our patients, need it.
My name is Joshua Head. I think Mackenzie said it well. We're residents, we're fighting to keep this community healthy, and we're making less than minimum wage doing it. So many of my friends and colleagues are struggling to pay for medications that they need daily just to stay healthy. They're avoiding doctor's visits that they can't pay for. They're, you know, double checking that they have enough money to buy groceries, living paycheck to paycheck while keeping the community healthy. And I really think that it's really time to push for this contract to be signed soon. So please do whatever you can, and we're out here fighting for a fair wage for us and our friends.
So for us, I'll say we have two incredibly brave members of our bargaining committee. These residents are using their voice to stand up for 830 other residents in training, doctors in training, doctors that keep us healthy. And our ask to UB, our ask to the community is let's get this done. Don't make them wait any longer. Let's get this done. We need to have competitive wages with the rest of the region, and we need to have benefits, including health insurance, that they can actually use. So I ask the simple, let's just pick up the pace, let's just get this done.
Any questions?
Is there any plans to hold another strike?
All options are on the table. Whether or not a strike again or a longer strike becomes necessary will depend on the responsiveness of UB and the hospitals to the issues being addressed at the bargaining table. At this point, those stakeholders have decided to hide behind the shell company and drag their feet at solutions. And if they continue to do that, everything's on the table.
I know you said you had the request to do a strike. You guys haven't put in any requests to hold another one, right?
We have authorization from the membership to do a strike, but that's a decision that we haven't made at this point. We were on strike, as you know, for 4 days. We know that there were surgeries that had to be canceled. We knew that there were other people that had to step up and do the work of these residents. We know things were shuffled around and people didn't get the medical attention that they deserved during the 4 day strike. We know that there were entire departments that were out on the strike and out on the picket line, and we hope to avoid that. And it really, it's in the hands of UB and the hospitals whether or not that happens.
You said progress has been very, very slow. Has there been progress, or you feel like you're just going in circles?
The bargaining has been at a snail's pace. There have been some small teeny steps that have been made. Today there was an introduction of something that could lead to us to have some progress, but it's just way too slow. I mean, UB needs to understand that there is urgency in getting this done for the program's benefit, and more importantly for the residents' benefit, and ultimately for the community's benefit.
Do you think this deal can get done without UB or these hospital groups coming to the table?
We cannot reach a fair contract without the involvement, whether at the table or actively behind the scenes, in getting an agreement without UB's help and without the hospital's help.
Right.
They are essential parties to reaching a fair contract.
You spoke about how you're negotiating with the shell company, right? Do they need to come to the table for this to happen, or do you think you can reach a deal through the shell company?
Well, if UB communicated to us directly, we'd be happy to talk to them. If the hospitals wanted to reach out to us directly outside of the shell company, we'd be happy to talk to them. We've invited them to the bargaining table. They haven't come to the bargaining table, and we would welcome them there.
When are you back at the bargaining table? What's the next step in this?
We have 2 weeks before we have a next bargaining session. Our door is always open. Our phone is always ready for phone calls. And we're ready and willing to negotiate and have conversations regarding the bargaining session during that 2 week period. But we're not ready, we're not scheduled to meet for another 2 weeks.
What's the sticking point?
The sticking point is healthcare coverage. The sticking point is respect. The sticking point is the deductibles that the healthcare coverage includes. For example, if somebody needs some medical procedure, they don't get it because they can't pay the out-of-pocket deductibles that need to be paid for those services to be provided. And it's just really a fundamental thing. And so we need to have these stakeholders, UB and the hospitals, engaged in the process for us to reach a resolution.
Can you give an example? Because every employee is playing into the system. So is there an example in terms of what that employee would have to pay?
Sure. Some of our employees are paying upwards of $3,000 of out-of-pocket medical expenses. While their wages may be proposed to increase by $500, they may incur $3,000 in expenses for medical services. And so we're looking for an advancement of our wages and benefits to the level and par of what other residents get throughout New York State. Now keep in mind, each of the residency programs get essentially the same amount of money from the state and federal governments to provide and establish a resident training program. And for some reason, those in Syracuse and Rochester and other areas throughout Western New York or throughout the state of New York, they can pay better wages and benefits than the University of Buffalo program. That's a mystery. And it really makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. There's waste, there's inefficiencies that need to be corrected so that these residents here in our community have a fair wage and benefit.
If another strike were to happen, is there a timeline within the next week, within the next month?
Well, we haven't made any decisions on when a strike may occur. I can tell you that a strike would not occur without us first providing 10 days advance notice, which is required by law.
And then for either of the residents, your viewpoint after that strike, would you be willing to do another one? Can you talk about that if it energized the group and the bargaining table?
Yeah, sure. Would I be willing to? Yes. Do I want to? Absolutely not. That's not the goal. That's not what any of us are hoping to achieve. And especially right now, the way that medical students apply for residency programs, their application deadline was yesterday. So at this point, it is too late for us to make any progress on the volume of applicants that UB residency receives from the medical students across the nation. And I can tell you that I know for a fact medical students across the nation noticed the strike, and they took UB off of their application list because of that. Now, we did still have applicants. Interview season is coming up. It's the next couple of months. We can't make progress on the applicants, but we can make progress on the interviews and on where applicants place us on their rank list. If UB wants any chance of a good interview season, a good match season, a good incoming class of residents who are excited and energized to be here in Buffalo, these changes have to happen quickly. And I think all of us are energized in seeing the response from the medical community at large through social media and things like that. If it takes another strike to continue that energy, we would be willing to do it, but it is not at all what we want to do.
How many are we talking about in terms of, are they considered students, applicants, or a combination?
So, I don't understand
fully. How many will be impacted in terms of those who are in the program?
So there are 830 residents who would be directly impacted. It is 830 every year. And then in terms of our application numbers, we have a current class of graduating medical students who will graduate in May who have applied. I don't know what those numbers are. The application's like just closed. And then from the applicant pool, it gets narrowed down to an interview candidate pool. I have heard that the applicant pool this year is already smaller than it has been in years past, largely due to the current issues. So we could still funnel and get a good pool after the next step, but we're coming from a smaller fountain. And so we need to do the best that we can to preserve the interview candidates who do decide to interview and come here, and then who desire to actually stay here and actually come here for residency. Does that make sense?
Great. Part of the
I think part of this equation is that Buffalo right now has a physician shortage. And so the recruitment of physicians and the retention of physicians is something of paramount importance that we can easily overlook in this contract negotiation. But you know, Governor Hochul called the University of Buffalo the flagship university of the state. And the flagship university of the state needs to treat their 830 frontline providers with respect and dignity, but the Buffalo community can benefit from having a good recruitment of physicians to the community, as well as good retention of physicians to the community. We do not want to lose these wonderful trainees to other programs, to other cities who are offering better salaries, better benefits, and better working conditions. So it's something to consider in terms of how important this contract is to the community of Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Number-wise, you don't have any idea how much applications are down?
Unfortunately, no. No, not at this point.
Anything else?
Could you just say your name again? I missed it.
Robert, last name Boreanaz, Bielek and Boy, O-R-E-A-N-A-Z.
And the title?
I'm the lead negotiator for the union representing the 830 medical residents.
Thank you.